This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Abom. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Sechas Yevamos. Daf Kuf Beis Amar Aleph. We begin with the final words on Kuf Aleph Amar Beis. Amar Rava. Rava said, Ger don es chaveroi dvar Torah. A ger can judge his friend biblically. Now, that means like this. A ger cannot judge another regular Jew, a Jew who was born to a Jewish family, someone who was born as a Jew, for a capital case. A ger could judge another Jew for a monetary case, but a ger could judge another ger for a capital case. Ger donas chaver dvar Torah shenemar, soim tasim alecha melech. You shall surely place upon you a king. That king is referring to a judge. And it's saying, Alecha, you, a full-born Jew, you should place upon you a judge, Asher Yivchar Hashem Lekecha, boy, that God has selected, Mikerev Achicha, Tasim Alecha Melech, from among your brethren, you should appoint a king. So it's talking to Alecha, a fully, a Jew, who is born as a Jew, and he's saying, for a Jew who's born as a Jew, he has to appoint a king over him, a judge over him, who's a full someone who's born as a Jew. Alecha hu debeinon mikarav achicha. Alecha, from on you, for a born Jew needs to appoint a judge who is mikarav achicha, who is born a Jew. Aval ger, but someone who's a convert, don es chaveroi ger. He could judge his friend who's a ger. In other words, someone who is born as a Jew, he requires another born Jew to be his judge. But someone who is a ger could even have a ger as his judge. Now, we say, v'im hoiso imoy mi Yisrael, if his mother is a Jewish woman, even if his father is a Gentile, don afil Yisrael, he could judge another Jew. Ule'inyin chalitza, but regarding chalitza, it's not enough to have your mother being a Jew. Ache aviv v'imay miso. Both the father and mother have to be Jewish. Shenemar v'nikra shemoy b'Yisrael, and he will call his name among Israel. From there we darshan that when it comes to chalitza, but the judge has to have both a father and mother who's Jewish. Okay, that is the first segment of the Gemara. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav. Rabba said the name of Kahana in the name of Rav. Im Yavoy Eliyahu, if Eliyahu were to come, the Yomer and say, Cholzin b'minol, that you do chalitza with a minol, shoy minlai. Minol is a shoe of soft leather, and a sandal is basically a shoe of hard leather. So if Eliyahu would come and say, we do chalitza with a minol, we listen to him. Ein chotzin besandol, we don't do chalitza with a sandal. Ein shoyminlo, we don't listen to him. Why? Shekvar noagu ha'am besandol. The people have already been accustomed to using a sandal. So that is the opinion of Rabba. If Rabba says, if Eliyahu would come and say, we do chalitza with a minol, we listen to him. If they would come and say, we don't do chalitza with a sandal, we don't listen to him. Because the custom among the Jewish people is shekvar noagu ha'am besandal. The Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef Amar of Kahana Amar Rav, Im Yavoy Eliyahu, if Eliyahu would come, the Amar and say, Ein cholzim b'minol, we don't do chalitza with the minol shoy minlai. We listen to him. So the first version is that if Eliyahu would come and say cholzin b'minol, we do chalitza with the minol. We listen to him. According to the second version, if Eliyahu would come and say ein cholzin b'minol, we listen to him. Ein cholzin b'sandal. But if he would come and say we don't do chalitza with a shoe of hard leather, ein shoy minlai, we don't listen to him. Shekvar nagu ha'am the sandal. The tzibur already is accustomed to using a sandal. So my Beinah, what's the difference between Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef? Both versions say that if Eliyahu would come and say, don't do chalitza with a sandal, we don't listen to him. What's the nafkamina, whether Eliyahu would come and say, we do chalitza with a manol, according to the first version, we do listen to him. According to the second version, if he would say, ein chalitza manol, we listen to him. What's the nafkamina? Eliyahu didn't come yet. The answer to the nafkamina is, ikabeinayu, minol lechadchila. Could you use a minol lechadchila now? According to the first version that Rabba said in the name of Khan, in the name of Rav, if Elio would come and say, you do chalitza the minute we listen to him, but Elio didn't come yet. So that means in the meantime, l'charchila, we don't use the mano. According to the second version, if Elio would come and say, we don't use the mano, we listen to him, but he didn't come yet, so you could use the mano. So according to the first version, you would not use the mano l'charchila. According to the second version, you would. That you could use a manol even lecharchila, namely the second version. Aiva tnan, but we learned in the Mishnah cholza b'manol chalitza sakshera. The Mishnah says if you do chalitza with the manol, the chalitza is kosher. That implies di'evedin lecharchila loy. That implies it's only good b'di'eved, but not lecharchila. And yet. Rav Yosef would seem to say, until Eliyahu comes, you could use a man al-charchila. I, the Mishnah's mashna, only b'di'eved. No, the Gemara says, who adin dafil al-charchila? Really, the truth is, even if that you could even use a man al-charchila. Va'aydi deboi l'misni seifa. Since it wanted to teach in the seifa, ba'an pilya chalitza sapsula, that it says in the seifa to use an an pilya, the chalitza's pasul. Da'afilu b'di'eved, even b'di'eved the chalitza is pasul. So tani nami reisha di'eved. So the reisha taught b'di'eved is kasher. But really, l'charchila you could use a minol. It just said b'di'eved to be parallel and symmetrical to the seifa. Says the Gemara, u'minol l'charchila tanoihi. The truth is, whether you could use a minol l'charchila is not a machloikis amoram. It's a machlokes tanoim. Why? The tani we learned in a brisa. Amar Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi says, "Pam achas, one time, halachti l'netzivin. I went to netzivin. Matzasi zaken echad. I found an elder there. Amarti la, I said to him, 'Klum atabaki b'Rav Yehuda ben Maseira.' You know anything about Rav Yehuda ben Maseira? Are you familiar with Rav Yehuda ben Maseira?" Amar Li, so the Zakin said to Rabbi Yosi, "Hein, yeah, I know him. V'al shulchanihu tader. He hung out at my table all the time." So I asked him, Rabbi Yosi says, I asked him, "Klum ra'isa shechalatz b'yivam, did you ever see Rabbi Yehuda Maseira du chalitza?" Amar Li, "Yeah, ra'isi shechalatz harbe pa'amim. I saw he did it many times." So I said, "B'minol I b'sandal. Did he use a minol or a sandal?" Amar Li said to me, "V'chicholtzin b'minol. Do you use a minol?" Now there's a girsa that Rashi takes out, but the Torah says, "Na'aloi v'loi minoloi." The Torah is the lashon of na'al and not minol. But na'al is just the language that the Torah always uses. The Torah never says the word minol. So the question is, according to our girsa, I asked him, "Could you do chalitza with a minol? Can you do chalitza with a minol lecharchila?" I asked him, "V'chichotz minol amarti loy." So, in other words, he said, "Amar li." He said to me, let's get the cheshvin. He said yes. And he was always at my table. So I asked him, "Did you see him do chalitza to Yavama?" He said to me, I saw him do many times. I asked him, "B'minol ibasandal?" He said to me, "You can't use a minol." I said to him, "What do you mean you can't use a minol chachila? Im kein ma ra ra meir loymar chalsa b'minol chalitza zekshera." then why did Rabbi Meir see fit to say that if you do chalitza with a minhal, the chalitza is kosher? But Rabbi Yaakov Omer Mishmai, Rabbi Yaakov said in the name of Rabbi Meir, chalitza b'minhal chalchila. I asked him, you know, it's not so pasha that you can't use a minhal l'chalchila. Rabbi Meir, according to one version, seems to say that yes, you can do chalitza l'chalchila with a minhal. Okay. Says Gemara, Umanda Amar L'Chadchila Lai. According to the opinion, you cannot do Chalitza L'Chadchila with a minhal. My taima, what would the reason be? Why would he say you can't do Chalitza L'Chadchila with a minhal? Ile Mumisham Dahavya Panta Me'al Va'arksa Me'al Deme'al. If it's because the back of the shoe will be on the foot, and the strap then would be not on top of on the foot, and the problem is that Torah Amra, the Torah says Me'al on the foot, V'loi Me'al de'me'al, not on top of on the foot, and according to, and if you're going to use a minhal, because you're going to have the strap on top of on the foot, so then this should not. Then why would it only not be good l'chachilah? It shouldn't be good b'diavad. Yachi afil diavad namiloi. So the Gemara gives a different reason why l'chachilah you shouldn't use a minhal. Gzera misham minhal merufat. It's a gzera because of a ripped minhal above. Since it's ripped, it's not going. We're afraid you're going to use a ripped shoe, and it's soft, so you could still get it on. But we're afraid you might use a ripped shoe. Inami mishum chatzi minhal, or you might use a half a shoe. That's why we don't want you to use a minhal. Amar Rav. Rav said, "Ilav dechamise lechavivi." Had I not seen my beloved, referring to his uncle Reb Chia, dechalatz the sandal, duchalitza with the sandal. The Islay Shinsen, had I not seen my beloved uncle do chalitza with a sandal that has shinsen straps, anolai have a chalitzna ela b'sandala d'taya. I would have only done chalitza with the sandal of an Arab, the mehadik tfei, which is much tighter. Because I would have thought that the sandal that my uncle would have used, the sandal my uncle used would be too loose to do chalitza. Had I not seen him do it, I would have thought you can only do chalitza with a sandal from an Arab. V'haydi dan, but our sandals, afagav de islbe chumrasa, even though they have a knot, katrinan be misna. Even our sandals, even though it has a knot, at the time of the chalitza, we strap it with a strap. Why? Ki hechi de atahavi chalitza smal yasa. So that it should be a good chalitza. Meaning, even though we have a knot, never at the time of chalitza, we really strap it so that it's tight and it could be removed. This way, it's a good chalitza where you're actually removing the shoe. Okay, let us continue. I think maybe the screen is frozen over here. Okay, the Gemara continues. Simin Hatara Hataras Yevama Sandal. The Simin to remember the next sugya is Hataras, Yevama, and Sandal. Amar, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav. Hataras Yivama Lashuk, the permissibility of Yivama to the market, to matter her Lashuk, Bishmitas Roiv Ha'akev, is when you remove the majority of the shoe from on the heel of the Yavam. In other words, once the majority of the heel is uncovered, the woman is mutter to marry Lashuk. That's all that's needed, the majority of the heel. Says Gemara, Meisve, I'll ask a question. Hutru Ritzuis Minal, when you untie the straps of a shoe, of a sandal or a sandal, Oisha Shamat Roiv Haregel, or if you removed the majority of the shoe, Chalitza Sapsula, the Chalitza's Pasol. So this means Hutru, if he removed the straps of the shoe, or if he took off the majority of the shoe from the foot, the chalitza is pasal. Now, why is the chalitza pasal? Time of the shamat hu, it's because he slipped it off. Ha shamta he, but if she would have slipped it off, chalitza sekshera, the chalitza would have been kosher. But only if it's the majority of the shoe, but the majority of the foot. But you don't need, but not if it's the majority of the heel. Roiva regalin, only if it's the majority of the foot. Roiva akiv loy, but not the majority of the heel. Says Gemara, loy, hainu roiv haregel, hainu roiv haakev. The majority of the heel is a reference to the majority of the foot is the majority of the heel. When it says you need the majority of the foot, it means the majority of the heel. Why would the majority of the heel be called the majority of the foot? Why would it be called the majority of the foot? The kula chela dekara, the whole pressure of the foot, ale daches, relies and leans on it. In other words, all the pressure of the foot is on the heel. So, and it's saying that if he takes off the shoe, if he takes off the straps, or he slips off the majority of the heel, it's pasul. But that implies you need both. So it says Gemara, Mesayle l'Rav Yanai. This is a support to Rav Yanai. Dam Rav Yanai. Bein shehiter hu v'sham tehi. Whether he took off the shoe and whether he untied the straps and she slipped it off. Bein shehiter hi, or she untied the straps. V'sham hu and he took it off. Chalitza sapsula. The chalitza is pasul. We need her to untie the straps and remove the shoe. Ad shetater hi, she has to untie the straps. V'shamet. Vitashmet he and slip it off. In other words, from the fact that it says that if he does either the chalitza's pasul, that indicates that she has to untie the straps and remove the shoe. Says the Gemara, Boi Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai had the following question. Boi Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai had the following question. Karatu mahu she rough too. Rabbi Yanai asked, "Karatu mahu? What if she tears off the shoe? She doesn't take it off; she tears it off. Seraftuhu mahu? If he." If she burns it, what's the halacha? In other words, normally we just said she needs to untie the straps and remove the shoe. What if instead of removing the shoe, she tears it off or she burns it off? Mahu, is it giloi karabinon? Do we need the foot to be uncovered? Ve'ha'ika, and that we have. Idilmo, maybe chalitza binon. We need a removal, veleka, that we don't have. And the answer is teiku. We don't have a definitive answer regarding that question. Boy minei Rav Nechemia me Rabba. Rav Nechemia asked from Rabba the following question. Shnei minolim ze agav ze. Two shoes. One on top of the other. Mahu. What's the halacha? Now what's the question? Hey chidami, what's the case? Ilema dishalafte li'iloi v'koytatoi. If she removed the top shoe and the bottom shoe is still there, Me'al amarachmana, v'loy me'al de'me'al. If she removed the top shoe, the bottom shoe is there. Well, the Torah says she has to remove the shoe from on his foot, not from on top of something else that's on his foot. So Loi Tzricha, the Gemara says the following scenario. Dekarati Leiloi. She ripped the top shoe. Vishalafta Letatoi. She removed the bottom shoe. So she did remove the shoe that was directly on his foot, but by the end of the game, the top shoe is still on the foot because she ripped the top shoe. She was able to get over the bottom shoe, but now the top shoe is on. Dekarate Leiloi. She ripped the top shoe. Vishalafta Letatoi. She removed the bottom shoe. Vikoi Iloi. And the top shoe is on. My, what's the halacha? Chalitza be'inan? The ha'ika, do we need a removal of a shoe and you have that? Oidilma, galuye kara be'inan. You need the uncovering of the foot. Veleka, and that we don't have because the foot is still covered. Okay, that would be the discussion that we will continue with Bezos Hashem tomorrow. Thanks everybody. Have a wonderful night. Sorry about the delay. Davin, that the computer has a speedy recovery. Kol tov, everyone. Good night. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.